a couple passages in the Old Testament. But the passage that we're going to look at, Isaiah 10, touches on a prophetic waymark. And what I mean by a prophetic waymark is a mark along the way, is the best definition of a waymark. It's an identifying road sign on the line, the timeline that demonstrates end time events. And there's certain waymarks that we as Adventists recognize are still ahead. We're told in the Great Controversy that the people of the United States are going to push their legislators to pass a Sunday law in order that they might return to temporal prosperity. So we know that before the Sunday law, there's going to be an economic collapse of some kind that's going to force the people of the United States to want to return to temporal prosperity. So that's a waymark. We can expect some kind of economic problem preceding the Sunday law. The Sunday law is a waymark. Sister White's clear, at the Sunday law we receive either the seal of God or the mark of the beast. Those are two waymarks. Those that receive the seal of God are going to receive the latter rain. That's a waymark. So that's what I mean by waymarks. And there is a waymark in prophecy that we may not have paid much attention to before. And this waymark is touched on in this passage of Isaiah 10 that we're going to look at. And I want to just alert you to this waymark. And the title of our study is The Scattering and the Gathering. And the scattering and the gathering are waymarks in Bible prophecy. And as students of prophecy, and Sister White says we are all called to be students of prophecy, we need to understand what the scattering and the gathering are all about. Now, I'm going to read you a passage, and I'm not really going to try to define what this passage is all about until our next presentation, but you will see that the concept of scattering and gathering must mean something after we read this one paragraph, and I hope it ignites your curiosity. And this is from Early Writings, page 74, and remember what we're looking at is the scattering and the gathering. September 23rd, the Lord showed me that he had stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people, and that efforts must be redoubled in this gathering time. In the scattering, Israel was smitten and torn, but now in the gathering time, God will heal and bind up his people. In the scattering, efforts made to spread the truth had but little effect, accomplished but little or nothing. But in the gathering, when God has set his hand to gather his people, efforts to spread the truth will have their designed effect. All should be united and zealous in the work. I saw that it was wrong for any to refer to the scattering for examples to